so you are telling the stakeholders, the taxpayers, orang yang membayar cukai negeri ini dan membiayai khusus ini, membina building ini, membagi kerusi yang selesa ini. All these people want to know where their money has gone into investing you. So that at the end of it, you become a graduate, a product of nursing. It helps to build common nursing terminology for use in communicating with other relating professionals. So we have established our own definitions, our own nursing process. So when we are asked to explain, we can tell people, what do you mean by nursing practice? What do you mean by nursing education? What do you mean by CNS? What do you mean, you know, 5 levels of expertise? So we are not like macam tak dibawa tu burung lah, cannot ceritakan dia. We have our own basis. That's why I say, if you don't have money, you don't have money power, macam VVIP, ada Lexus Creator, Mercedes, tak apa. Tapi we have expert power. That is our, nobody can take it away from us. Alright? Just like when you go to Kuantan Perik. Certainly, jalan-jalan somebody pingsan, then you come forward and say, I am the nurse, I am a registered nurse, I can assist. Everybody just stand back and watch you do. You got the expert power. Then you can become pengarah of operation. Please call ambulance, call this, call that. You see, at the same time, you reassure the patient, lie the patient down, so that dia tak jatuh ke nanti injury pula. Then you just make sure airway is good, you hyperextend the neck. People are watching you all the time. So what are these called? Expert power. Kalau tak ada duit, tak ada boleh jadi jutawan lah. So whatever, this is what you can have. There are many types of power in this world, right? But to me, if you got expert power, people will respect you for that. But provided you know how to use that power lah. There's no point if you don't know how to use that power. What's the point of it? Is it not like your reward system? Because of your promotion, your pangkat, tenaga pangkat, your knowledge, you're put there as pengurus ward, manager. So you manage a group of nurses in that particular unit. You've got the power because of the position you are given. So what the other nurses tell you, good points or not so good points, or not so good points, you're supposed to listen and try to do something about it. Maybe not today, tomorrow, but at least you work at it. Then the nurses will give you the respect. So respect has to be earned. Bukan just terima dalam tangan. So people see you're working hard at it, and they also will work hard at it because they use you as a role model. Tapi you dengar-dengar, ala biasa lah. Dulu saya join nursing pun macam itulah. Masuk ward ini pun macam itu, macam itu, macam itu. Dan lama-lama dia gelarkan itu toothless tiger. Harimau tapi gigi dia tak ada apa. Toothless, you know what? Tanpa gigi. Adakah harimau tanpa gigi? So that is where you lost your power. So power must be utilized with a purpose. Alright, because of the position you are in, therefore your power is recognized. Kan the first year thunder start to go round, bising-bising buat apa dia, only go up according to the saluran tertentu. You see what I mean? Not respect. Just like us, when we are not happy with certain things, do we just run to the media? Do we like to go to Bernama ke New Straits Times ke? Memang dia suka. Pasal cerita macam ni, sensationalize, boleh jual dia punya surat khabar. But that's not the right way. So we must know the right way of doing things. So that makes us a better person. You see what I mean? Ventilate in the right channel lah orang cakap. Right? Menyuarakan your kesulitan ke, something like that, on a proper channel. So that is what we say, help common nursing terminology, and we know what to communicate it. Right? That's why we say nurses wear uniform, tapi kadang-kadang kita bukan seragaman. Kalau gerakan kita buat salah, kita wah berganda lagi berapa kali. Rakan kita buat elok betul, tak ada lagi tak iklankan. Look at the doctors. Rakan dia buat sikit silap dalam dewan bedah, adakah dia cerita macam itu keluar? Tak. Isn't it? Dia will just dia lah sikit sajalah. Tak apalah masalah dia. Cover up. Not they cover up lah. They will try to protect the kind. But nurses, do we do that? We all will just say she ah, he ah, he ah, pointing fingers. By right, we should be unity, isn't it? Right? So we must know how to communicate. All right, you must know how to sayang your own pasukan. So what it is, huh? And enhance autonomy. Autonomy means your own kuasa lah, enhancement. Independence and self-governance of nursing to defining its own independent functions. So, like nursing, the leader should be a nurse. You cannot have the leader for nursing belongs to line profession. Right now, we are under the Director General Health, DG, but that is the way it is. Until such time, we can prove that we have the nurse leader, then the nurse leader will not call matron, or chief matron, or ketua matron, or whatever. It should be a director of nursing services, whereby sebelah ni, dia boleh tengok what is nursing education doing, sebelah sini, what is nursing practice doing. Then there's no dua kepala, you know what, like macam Amerika, banyak orang cerita-cerita, and then in the end, they got terlampau banyak re-Indian chief, tapi tak ada re-Indian pula. Semua mau ketul, mana ada kapal lah, anak kapal. Boleh tak dalam mana, itu too many leaders, you cannot. So you must have one leader yang prepared to the highest level, then manager dia cakap, orang pun dengar, isn't it? Alright? So, that is called autonomy lah. Autonomy, like also later on, control your budget, control your staffing, semua you control, yeah, autonomy. Now that is implication lah for practice lah, the ward ke, the clinic ke, the community whatever. Macam mana the education, by understanding philosophy and theories and all that, we at least are providing macam satu peta, satu map on the people who are involved in grooming up new and new nurses, like what is happening now. What is the difference between College of Nursing, Diploma in Nursing, Sejil Kejurawatan, Advanced Certificate. Semua orang boleh pakai all sorts of name, but what is it? So you have to selaraskan dia. Advanced Certificate ke, Post Basic ke, or what's the visa? So that not to confuse people lah kan. Right? And it guides curricular decision making. Kita kena tahu lah, mengikut Science and Technology, dalam curriculum 4 tahun ini, masanya 4 tahun diberikan. What is the new topic that must be included? What are the topics yang tak ada lagi begitu problematic? Can we not take it up and create space in the curriculum untuk topik yang baru? Like for example, elderly care selalu ditepikan, but now we find that the banyak negara dah start to become graying population. Orang tua lebih banyak. Pasal orang muda semua postpone perkahwinan. So the birth rate is getting low. You see what I mean? So we have to address that issue. What about people now with organ transplant? You hear organ transplant now and then. Apakah moral issue yang ada kaitan dengan dia? Now you talk of people with euthanasia, have you heard that? Assisted suicide ke, or terminal cases ke? So all these issues, you, kalau tak ada expose kita punya pelajar, masa dia dengar kali pertama, dia were macam dalam reality shock. Ha? Dia macam itulah. Like child abuse. You see, complementary medicine, traditional medicine. You cannot just ignore her, tepikan. It exists. Memang wujud. Patient kita pun gunakan herbal bersama-sama dengan pengubatan hospital. So what is it? So ini memberikan tempat untuk kita fikir masa kita buat pengubahan curriculum, we know what are the topic yang mestilah kita fokus. Kalau tidak, you just tambah ya, macam apa, selimut patchwork, you patch semua sini, ataupun you kata tak boleh, itu tak boleh di Google kan, itu subject important. So lama-lama you tambah yang baru, akhirnya 5 tahun baru boleh graduate. 6 tahun macam ni. Itu macam, bayangkan macam helikopter, kapal terbang. You taruh badan, benda-benda, boleh tak dia naik? Yuk, jatuh pula. You see not? So tak realistic lah. Ataupun baju, you boleh muat badan saja. You pasang zip, you taruh lagi, itu zip boleh tak? Pecah. So sama lah, ini analogi lah. So you have to decide. So curriculum ialah sesuatu isu yang selalu kena aktif punya. A curriculum must be an active curriculum. It must be relevant to the society sekarang. Right? Like last time kita buat urinalysis, macam mana? Masak itu mendidih itu air kencing. Masa-masa sama semua cuh kena lelaki pula. Semua bumbung kata kena ni semua ada tanda-tanda itu kencing. Ya, itu zaman dahulu. Tak tahu you dengar dah. Sekarang kita masuk satu keluar. Lipstick, lipstick saja. Kurang daripada satu sen, itu satu strip. You see what I mean? Dulu kita kena test dengan pH paper, apa litmus paper, dengan SG specific gravity lah, apa lagi. Test dia punya albumin lah, semua kena itu masak punya style lah. You see what I mean? So now it's obsolete. The word is obsolete, redundant. So you don't use that anymore. So why are you still testing people ke? Apa-apa inhaler, Nelson inhaler ada belajar. Dia pergi ward mana ada rather bekas inhaler itu. Yang kaca itu dah pecah, never ganti balik. So soalannya, perlu ke tak perlu, just ikut macam itu buta. Tak ada. So issue in nursing is to we look back at apa yang kita beri pengajaran juga. Relevant juga tak ada. Significant ada dia. Alright. And akhirnya research. So falsafah teori semua memberikan satu framework, rangka untuk kita menghasilkan ilmu atau idea yang baru, membantu mencari ilmu. Kalau ilmu itu masih ada gap lah, kita kata ha, kenapa ini dan ini tak ada connectivity, what happened to it. Alright. In the specific field of study, offer systematic approach to identify questions for study, pilih lah variable, interpretas finding dan akhirnya dapat keputusan. This is like research lah. Okay. So pagi sampai sekarang saya dah bincangkan tentang philosophy, model and theories of nursing. So untuk menutup itu lecture, pentinglah for jurawat untuk memahami theory nursing practice dan research adalah semuanya ada kaitan. Setiap satu teori akan merangsangkan praktis, akan merangsangkan research. Dan tiga-tiga ini serentak akan memajukan dan mengembangkan semuanya perawatan. Siapa mana? So you cannot just bincangkan dia in isolation. Okay? Alright. Itulah habis satu lecture. Now, tadi, let's go back. The very first slide yang saya katakan. Very first slide. I already explained to you. After we talk about this, we're going to talk about critical thinking. So this is why I'm going to go through it and go through the moral of it.